Thank you, Dominic, and thank you for the tip about the clocks moving forward. Track 2. Welcome to the House of Fun. The decor in Mark Williams's Norfolk home is different, as Richard Batson discovers.
If Mark Williams ever invites you into his Great Yarmouth home for a cuppa, you might be startled to find a 6'7" mannequin of Boris Karloff's Frankenstein figure looming over the tea and biscuits, severed heads from Doctor Who and Planet of the Apes, and a Dalek. For good measure, you might also spy a chicken, golden eggs, giant apple pie, books, and a harp. All props from the recent panto productions of Jack and the Beanstalk at Sheringham and Great Yarmouth. They have been made using sculpted foam, PVC, gauze, wood, fur, feathers, and brake cable in Mark's dining room in his amazing movie and sci-fi themed home close to the seafront. Mark is a part-time handyman at St. George's Theatre, having moved to the resort 3 years ago after 37 years doing movie projection, stage and maintenance work at London's famous Hammersmith Odeon Theatre, now called the Apollo, and the base for the televised Life From stand-up comedy shows. Props have always been a passion of mine ever since I was a kid, and used to take casts of people's faces to make masks from The Planet of the Apes, he explains. I taught myself extra skills from books, and used to modify my Action Man figures to give them different heads, such as Frankenstein's monster or movie comedian Will Hay. When we moved here, I got asked to make some computer banks for the Lowestoft Faber Theatre Company's spy play, and then got approached to do the panto. I have loved doing it because I love being creative, said Mark, who lives near Yarmouth's North Beach with his partner, a teacher and book illustrator, where his creations fill their atmospheric house from top to bottom. They include a towering Dalek by the front door, to a theatre box office in the hallway, a mystic fortune teller's, vampires, a punch doll and mummies crammed into the front room, and a library brimming with craft, stage and movie books, and ephemera, such as colourful film posters. Upstairs, there is a bathroom with a life-size Jolly Jack sailor sitting on a barrel, and two bedrooms, one sci-fi themed and accessed through TARDIS doors, the other based on Alice in Wonderland, with cards tumbling down the wall, which they hope to let through Airbnb this year. Many of Mark's works have been fashioned from everyday materials such as old picture frames, plastic tubes, and upcycled Christmas decorations. The strings of the 5-foot-tall panto harp are made from a plastic washing line. The theatre ticket office began when a friend gave me a picture frame which I used for the window, then built it up with wood, embossed wallpaper, and an ornate top made from upside-down plastic crowns from a pound shop, said Mark. Debbie Thompson, director of both venues, said, "Props can be the unsung cast members of a stage show, but are the vital part of the action, particularly in panto, where they need to be larger than life, light to handle, but strong enough to survive the rough and tumble of the frolics on stage over many shows. We were lucky to find a man like Mark with such creativity and skills in our midst to create some brilliant props that are a key part of the panto,"